Thank you for finding the Radio Today programme. You can hear all 229 previous editions at Audio Boom or wherever you search for your podcasts. This week, Roger Cutsforth from the Radio Academy tells us about next week's free event, Segway, which precedes the Arias. Stu Clarkson's here too with the latest Radio Today news, and David Lloyd has some more radio moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, innovative solutions for creative radio people.
So first to Leeds, it's year two for the ARIAs, so I guess we can now call them the annual Radio Industry Awards. They're being held on Thursday evening next week, and as an appetizer, the Radio Academy has organised a new event with masterclasses and debates to help inspire the new generation. I've been talking about it with Chief Exec Roger Cutsforth.
Segway, we wanted to build on the event of the ARIAs in Leeds. And so we did our member survey last year and we found that people wanted more opportunities to learn, particularly across the wider sector. They wanted more opportunities to network and they wanted more stuff that was free, frankly, Trevor. So what we've been able to do is try and respond to that. Obviously, we've got a very small secretariat now. And so the only way that really we could do that at this moment in time was trying to do a build in and around the event of the ARIAs in Leeds. So that's what we've done. And Leeds themselves, they wanted to host something. We're quite up for it. So that's why it's there.
I think it's a terrific idea because, as you say, everyone says, well, we've got Radio Days Europe and we've got the Radio Festival and we've got Next Radio and TechCon. And I mean, it's not like we're short of radio conferences, but what we have been short of is something where people who are perhaps on a budget, perhaps students and others, can go and listen to some professionals debating the big issues of the day. I guess that's what this is about.
It is, really. I mean, if you look at all of those conferences, the majority of them are in London. Understandably so, but you know, for a lot of people, they just became or are cost prohibited to go to, particularly, you know, Next and Radio Festival, etc., as the two bigger ones. So it was about how do we make it more accessible for people, not just in the professional radio industry, but looking at our affiliates from community broadcasting, hospital radio, student radio, etc.
So give us an idea, just a flavour of some of the events that are going to be taking place, Rog.
Well, we've got James Whale coming back to do a masterclass on speech radio. So Denny Morris, who's his managing editor at Talk, is doing a conversation with James. And you'll remember he spent a lot of time on Radio Air, tearing it up.
Some
up
would
here.
Say it was his golden era, wouldn't they?
I couldn't possibly comment on that, obviously, Trevor. So I think it'd be great for him to come back. We've got a session with Gillian Jones and Siobhan Kenny from Radio Centre looking at how to get ahead in the industry, particularly for women. And we've looked at that since, unfortunately, Sound Women had to close down. So what could we do there to help with the diversity issue? Then we've got David Lloyd in conversation with Scott Mills, and that's going to be fantastic. So it's one of his In Conversation series, but doing it live. And we've got Helen Bowden hosting Phil Riley, Siobhan Kenny and Neil A. Patel from BBC Technic on Digital Platforms, looking at some of the issues, challenges and opportunities for today. So, and loads more as well with sessions on creativity, music programming, etc. There really is a lot to do.
It says that it's a radio and audio fair. Have you got exhibits as well?
Yeah, we've got some exhibitors there. It's only small. And again, that was more from looking at Radio Festival when it was in Salford. There was an opportunity for the supply chain to be able to exhibit at that. And they can't do that at Festival now at the library. It's all in a day and it wouldn't kind of work. So we wanted to provide an opportunity for that. As I say, the whole event's only quite small at the moment anyway. And we'll see how it's received and whether we can do it again in the years going forward.
Okay, so after 2 years of being at the head of the Radio Academy, I think there were a lot of people who didn't think it would last this long. I guess you must feel quite pleased because this is growing again, isn't it now, the Radio Academy?
Yeah, it's really growing again. We've got new patrons. The membership is going through the roof as well. And I'm pleased that those sort of patrons are in the wider audio sector. We've got HarperCollins coming on board now. We've had Mixcloud, Acast and Audio Boom, to name but a few others that have come on board. And the individual membership is growing as well. I think whether people expected the Radio Academy to be there in 2 years, I don't know. I think many people suspected whether I'd be still there in 2 years. But anyway, it's been a fascinating journey. Don't get me wrong, it's had its challenges, but we're certainly on the upward trend, and I think that's great for the industry.
From your perspective, and you mentioned the audio suppliers and platforms coming on board alongside the more traditional radio companies. Are we now a fully fledged radio and audio business?
Yes, in short, I believe we are. And I've, you know, on a personal level, I've looked at actually, was the name the Radio Academy a barrier to connecting with the wider audio sector? Because we want to be able to do knowledge share and knowledge transfer from all of those sectors to help raise standards and new opportunities within the wider sector. So for me, it's proved obviously not, with those guys wanting to get on board and wanting to share. And it's all part of that greater sort of cultural whole of audio in the UK.
It is quite reassuring to know that radio hasn't disappeared as the name, the description of the output, not just the platform that it's on.
Yeah, I think maybe too many people have got too obsessed with platforms, especially if we're looking at the younger demographics. They just listen to stuff, and it's nice stuff that's in their headphones. And however that stuff comes, whether it's called radio, a podcast, whether it's streaming, whatever, they're listening to audio more and more. And so we look at the radio sector, it's got over 90% of the UK population listening to it every week. And then with the vast growth in streaming and podcasting, audio is taking up more time. And I think the MIDAS survey that Radio Centre carry out with Radar, I think some of the insights into that is great. And audio is just growing bigger and bigger all the time.
Just a word about leads. I think there are some people who work in the metropolis who are, frankly, a bit sniffy about leads. It's interesting, though, how creative it is, not just as a sort of production centre, but there's a lot of academic work going on in music and art and drama and so on in Leeds, perhaps as much as there is in any town in England.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that those people who are a bit sniffy are frankly wrong. And if you look at the wider Leeds City region, where if you go into York and the university there and the University of St John as well, they're doing some fantastic work in broadcast and journalism. And the wider creative community itself, as part of the Leeds City region, is fantastic. I saw a stat about 2 or 3 years ago that there's more people employed in the creative industries in Leeds than there are in Manchester. Now, I think that will come down to a definition of what's a city region, etc. And I know Manchester's far bigger and whether that's broken up. But it's interesting that there are so many people. I think from Leeds' point of view, one of their concerns over the years is a lot of people getting fantastic educations here and moving out of the city. So how could they then create more opportunities within the sector? Radio is fantastically strong in Leeds itself. Global, I know it vies with Smooth Northwest, which from Radar to Radios to being the biggest radio station in the UK with its capital brand in Leeds outside of London. So you've got that. You've got Radio Air, which has been around for donkey's years. You've got Communicall with Heart, and you've got the BBC as well. Not to mention Lynx FM and UTV and UKRD with groups all around that wider city region. So it's a fantastic city creatively and also from an audio perspective.
And how are the areas looking, Rog, compared to last year? Have you grown that as well?
We've grown that, yeah. I mean, we nearly doubled the amount of entries this year. And I think that's, I'd love to say that's all down to us, but frankly, obviously it's not. It's the second year, which is great. So it's on everyone's calendar. It's a shame about the Arkivas finishing last year, but that gave us an opportunity to look at widening the categories to make them more commercially friendly, because last year we didn't want to tread on anybody's toes, and that bit is in the backside a little bit because of it being more sort of BBC friendly in the category. So we've looked at those this year. We've increased it from 16 to 23 categories as a whole. We still feel that we'll be able to deliver a great show that's not going to drag on forever. We certainly won't want to go any more than those categories. And we had, just over 2004 people at the ARIAs last year, which made it the biggest event of its kind in UK radio. So looking at it, we're tracking for a similar number this year, and it's going to be great. We're delighted with the artists that are coming on board and the support that the industry's given it.
Roger, good luck with the ARIAs and with Segway. See you next week.
Can't wait. Look forward to it, Trevor.
Roger Cutsforth. And if you're interested in Segway and the ARIAs, remember they're free to Radio Academy members, head to radioacademy.org. In a minute, David Lloyd, but now here's Stu Clarkson with this week's radio news.
Thank you, Trevor. This week, the BBC's Director of News and Current Affairs, James Harding, has announced he's leaving the corporation on the 1st of January to set up his own media firm. James has been in the job for nearly 5 years after joining from The Times. Among his responsibilities is ultimately the boss of BBC Local Radio and all news programmes as well on stations including Radio 4 and 5 Live. Ofcom has approved a request by the London AM station Spectrum Radio to become a 24-hour speech service for Londoners of all backgrounds. The licence for 558 previously meant the station had to target at least 6 different ethnic minority communities in the capital and play music as well. Five Live's Emma Barnett and LBC's Nick Ferrari are hosting a new show on ITV that started this week. After the News goes out at 10:40 p.m. After the News, with political and topical issues, plus the next day's front pages, it's kind of quite similar-ish to Newsnight on BBC Two. Changes at Radio 1 and 1 Extra this week as Charlie Sloth will move from 1 Extra Drive to become the new 9 till 11pm presenter across both stations on weeknights. This is all happening from the 6th of November. As part of the changes, Mr Jam moves from evenings to drive time on 1 Extra, with DJ Target taking over the 7 till 9 slot. Mr Jam will also do Radio 1's dance anthems on Saturdays 4 till 7. Sundays 4 till 7, the old chart slot, will now become Radio 1 documentaries. Wireless Group has begun a new networked evening show on its AM stations, Pulse 2, Signal 2 and Swansea Sound this week. Ray Rose is hosting the All 80s show. In Swansea, it's replaced the station's required Welsh language programme, which moves to 10pm instead, and that's caused a row with campaign groups who think it should be in a more prominent place on the schedule. Lots of radio people have been enjoying Gary Davies back on Radio 2 this week. After a couple of Friday nights covering sounds of the 80s, Gary's doing his first daytime radio gig in around 25 years. Looking after Steve Wright's show. Capital South Wales is getting a new drive time show, Josh Andrews and Callie Davis. Josh moves from being the breakfast producer at Heart South West, where he's been the last 5 years. And the first sessions have been announced for this year's Radio Tech Con. It's going to be taking place on Monday, the 27th of November in London. And there's more on all these stories and lots of others too at radiotoday.co.uk.
Broadcast Bionics brings you Phone Box, Oasis, Virtual Director, and many more innovative solutions for creative radio people. Come to bionics.co.uk and find out more. Radio
Moments. As we mark the 50th anniversary of the start of Tony Blackburn's long-running Radio 1 breakfast show, let's spare a thought for the presenters who didn't even make a full year.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hello, what? What, you want to talk to Mark Radcliffe? Somebody on the phone for you, kid.
Tell him I'm too busy, lad. Whoever it is, tell him I'm too busy.
Whoever you are, he's too busy.
Who is it?
Who is it? Oh, it's Roger Bannister.
Roger Bannister? What does he want? Tell him we're busy.
What do you want? We're busy. What?
What?
He wants us to do the breakfast show.
tell him there's no way we're getting up that early. Not no way.
Not no way, mate. We're not getting up that early, no. No, what?
And tell him, right, that it's a sellout anyway, and we're not going to compromise our principles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a sellout, right? We're not going to compromise our principles, all right?
Listen,
no, mate, no. Not going up at that time. It's ridiculous. No, Chance, no. No, it's not about money. No, it is not about money. Do you not understand?
How much? Tell him we'll do it.
We'll do it, our kid. See ya.
Hey, hang on.
No, hang on, Roger.
Ask him if we can have Mondays off.
Can we have Mondays off?
Let's bang a tune on our kid.
Fair enough.
Mark and Lard beginning their 8-month spell on BBC Radio 1 Breakfast. They left 20 years ago this week, making way for Kevin Greening and Zoe Ball.
That's the car. cardigans and loveful. You know, Kevin, you are my little loveful. Stop doing that with your
please.
Tongue.
Oh, please. Actually, well, I have my mouth's gone completely dry. Can
and
you do something
don't
about that?
Do that. It's putting me off my breakfast. You know, I didn't like you at first, but you're growing on me.
Oh, same to you, fellow. You know, you only just got under the wire. You know, you nearly didn't get the part.
Yeah, all right.
You do know that. Because we put an ad, my long-time colleague and part-time assistant, you two, if you've not heard the show before, Razzle Dazzle Basil.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Put an ad. Very razzly.
Hi.
That's better.
Yeah. You put an ad in DJ and Mobile Sound System Monthly, didn't you?
Yeah, okay. Very cheap. Very reasonable.
We had 5 replies, let me tell you, besides yours. We had a queue of young talent stretching out the front door, nearly down to the mobile garage, didn't we? One by one, they came in to submit their talents. I had a chair with my name on the back of it for a while, didn't I?
Yeah, nice.
Auditions went well. Name?
Scary Spice.
It's 6:30 in the morning, OK? Top of the show. What are you going to say?
Hello, listeners. Are you awake yet? Well, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, so if you think you're tired, don't expect any flipping...
Not a bad start to that show, maybe even ahead of its time. Kevin Greening and Zoe Ball this week in 97. And as they started, guess who pops up down the road at the original Virgin Radio?
Another great thing about working here. Lots of great things. The people are nice. Everybody's so nice.
So helpful.
Nobody's got an ego. Nobody's got an attitude. Nobody's noses are in the air. The other great... Pardon?
Ass.
All right, John. Radical.
Yeah.
Remember, your kids are listening.
Oh, yeah, now you've got the school now.
Joe and Max, your dad just said, up the ass.
Got the school, mate.
Don't know what that means.
I don't know.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Another great thing about working here is that there's a beautiful window here.
Yeah, the studio.
You can actually see that it's a beautiful day over London town. If you're listening in London, it's 105.8 FM. It's all crystal clear. Another great reason to move to London so you can hear us even in better quality. So it's a beautiful day. We can see what's going on outside. We can see that there are satellite trucks still waiting to interview us. Saying, Chris, how did it go?
Vultures.
Have you got anything to say to Matthew Bannister? What do you think Zoe's chances are? We're not going to answer any of those questions because they'll all be answered to the people we want to talk to, which are our listeners, on the air.
The start of a drama-filled spell in British radio as Chris Evans took over the breakfast show on the original Virgin Radio. So, birthday game now. He's 75 this week. Who is he?
Number 2 in the network chart, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Big hit for him all over again. As I mentioned last week on a well-known lunchtime show on Capital that feels like a million years ago, Percy's disappeared. Apparently, after he had his last hit, he sort of went wandering off into the wilds of Alabama. He hadn't got a telephone, and there was nowhere they could contact him to tell him he'd got a hit all over again. But at the weekend, apparently, they found him.
Yippee!
Radio 1, I have to say, and it was quite a few years ago now, but I was seriously quite interested. I thought, maybe. And also, the Radio 1 breakfast show has always been a bit of a legend. I mean, I had my own sort of freedom at Capital, and of course, Radio 1 say, oh, you can do this, and you'll be able to do what you like, and whatever. And I talked to Kenny Everett, who's obviously a close friend then, and Alan Freeman, who've both been to Radio 1 on and off over the years. And they both said, stay where you are. What Kenny said particularly, said they will promise you all sorts of freedom, but there will be those up there. It'll probably be the wives of the people, the names on the headed notepaper, who'll go, I was driving in this morning and I got Radio 1. I couldn't believe my ears. And that is what Everett said.
Chris Tarrant, 75 this week. He spent 17 of his years on Capital Breakfast. GWR was once one of the UK's largest radio companies. Its foundations were laid at a station which launched 35 years ago this week. Chairman Nicholas Trezillian was on air on day one.
Now, it feels marvellous. It feels quite unlike anything I've ever done before. But I think for all of us, the hundreds of people, actually, who've worked to get this station on air, it's a proud and poignant day.
It isn't the easiest job in the world, though, to take on such a task. What sort of problems have you encountered?
Well, you meet problems, of course, in setting up any new venture, but the really remarkable thing about this, I think, and particularly at a time when everybody does talk about problems of economy, problems of Britain and so on, is to discover what a group of people, when they get together and put their minds to it, can actually do in an amazingly short time. And that really is my main memory from this last very, very hectic 15 months.
We have our humorous instances, of course, so that the ghost is one of them that inhabits the old house which is next door to the studio block. Anything else that's really made you laugh and made your sides ache in the past 2 years?
I think it's the ghost that has particularly captured all our imaginations. Even my daughter has seen one here, because we suspect that there are more than one. There's an old lady in a mob cap in what used to be the kitchen and is now the record library. But really, what I think now we all want to do is to look forward, and I hope that this is a station which, apart from anything else, has lots of jokes, as well as being enormously entertaining and enormously informing.
Well, Nicholas, thank you very much for coming in, and we look forward to whatever we're going to do tomorrow, if we're all still alive then, of course.
Keep our fingers crossed.
We will indeed. Nicholas Tresilian there, the chairman of Wiltshire Radio, which is your new independent local radio station, broadcasting on 258 and 321 metres in the medium wave and stereo VHF.
Those days when FM came second and AM ruled. The start of Wiltshire Radio this week in 82. It became GWR 4 years later when it took over Radio West.
Good morning, stop yawning, a bright and starting day. Wiltshire Radio.
With the 50th anniversary of the end of the Light programme last week, here's one of its much-loved shows. It started this week in 1945, just a month after the end of the war.
In Britain and in Germany, it's 12 noon, so at home and away, once again, it's time for two-wave family favourites.
Family Favourites, born this week in 1945, successor to Forces Favourites, and broadcast Sunday lunchtimes on the BBC Light programme, then Radio 2 and the British Forces Broadcasting Service. It was a request programme linking families in the UK with British forces serving overseas. The first presenter was Margaret Hubbell.
On the script it says, BBC passed for security. Even then, we were still censored with every word we said, which was a bit inhibiting.
Damp but unbowed, let us call our Sunday man in Cologne, Ian Fenner. Are you there, Ian?
I am indeed, Jean. Very, very good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. I can say snap, I think, as far as the weather goes. It's been raining constantly here all the morning. Very, very damp, but I think it might clear up a bit later on, but anyway, it's dark and dismal.
Hello, well, just for a change, let us not dwell on the weather situation here. Let's leap ahead 9 hours, which, according to my schedule, should bring us in line with Graham Webb in Sydney.
So, with the first edition of Any Questions from Winchester this week, 69 years ago...
But you can only do so if you throw overboard the present idiotic policy of the Ministry of Food and merge that whole ministry into the Ministry of Agriculture...
The start of UK commercial radio, 44 years ago...
Every additional outlet for news, current affairs and information is another window on the world.
Michelle Hussein making her debut on Radio 4's Today programme 4 years ago.
The headlines this morning, a new national crime agency starts work today.
Those are this week's
Radio Moments.
Thank you, David, Stuart, Roger. That is it for this week. It's been a TDC production for Radio Today. We'll be reporting from Segway and the Arias next week, so the podcast will go up a couple of days late on Friday the 20th instead of the usual Wednesday. See you then, I hope. Ta-da.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.